breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A confirmed case of Ebola in Dallas. Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, making the announcement just a few minutes ago.
I have no doubt that we will control this importation or this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country.
A patient in strict isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas. That's where we find KRLD's Austin York.
The patient had recently returned to Dallas from West Africa, where the Ebola virus has killed more than 3,000 people.
A team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is on the ground in Dallas this morning, responding to the first case of Ebola diagnosed in the United States. KRLD's Emily Trube has been all over this story for us, and she joins us now live with the latest. Emily?
The patient is a man visiting family in North Texas. He flew into DFW Airport September 20th from Liberia. The potentially deadly virus can only be spread through direct contact of bodily fluids, but the team of a dozen infectious disease experts from the CDC are not taking any chances. They're looking to talk to people who were on the plane from West Africa with the man. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zach Thompson says his office is working with the investigators.
We're focused on family members, we're focused on friends, those who have immediate contact with this particular patient. And so everyone else needs to relax.
Now, the Dallas ambulance crew drove the Ebola patient to the hospital over the weekend, is now taking extra precautions. Their boss, Dallas Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Norman Seals, says his people are well trained, even though Ebola has never been seen around here before.
I don't know that they woke up that morning and said, hey, we're going to make an Ebola run today.
He was the first to be diagnosed. It's now the first death in the United States.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The first man to be diagnosed in this country with the Ebola virus has died at Texas Presbyterian Hospital. We have team coverage for you on the developing story.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings learned of the death as he was handed a note during this morning's Dallas City Council meeting.
I remain confident in the abilities of our healthcare professionals and the medical advances in the United States, and reassure you we will stop the Ebola virus in its tracks from spreading into our community.
Now that the Dallas Ebola patient has died, special handling guidelines will be used, and KRLD's Chuck Schechner has that part of the story.
The Texas Unit Directors Association sent out CDC guidelines to all its members last week on the handling of infected bodies.
We, as the, in the funeral community, are going to follow them pretty much word by word.
I'm Alice Rios. The State Health Department is out with a statement now on the passing of Thomas Duncan. And it reads, the past week has been an enormous test of our health system, but for one family, it has been far more personal. Today, they lost a dear member of their family. They have our sincere condolences, and we are keeping them in our thoughts.
Keep it right here on KRLD for the very latest on this developing story, as well as checking it out at cbsdfw.com for the latest information on the Ebola crisis in Texas.
A hazmat crew is cleaning the East Dallas apartment of a healthcare worker who has Ebola. This is the first known case of the virus being contracted in the U.S.
The people who live in the M Streets neighborhood got this message yesterday.
This is an important message from the city of Dallas. Please be advised that a healthcare worker who lives in your area has tested positive for the Ebola virus.
Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital administrators say that the healthcare worker treated Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan after he was put in isolation.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we have news this morning of a second nurse now in isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas.
News of the second diagnosis was released just hours ago by the Texas Department of State Health Services. The healthcare worker who has tested positive via the state lab for Ebola was on the team that helped treat Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan. This nurse, along with nurse Nina Pham, are part of a group of 76 employees being tracked by Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. Along with the news of this second healthcare worker to test positive for Ebola are allegations from a nurse association about what they say was a lack of protocol and training at Presbyterian for this kind of situation. Texas Health Executive Vice President Dr. Daniel Varga responded during this morning's news conference this way.
I think the case of this patient here shows that the ability to intake those folks, get them into isolation and manage them has been very effective. But we're looking at every element of our personal protective equipment and infection control inside the hospitals.
And Texas Health Presbyterian is indeed under fire. KRLD's James Stanley has more on that part of the story.
The Los Angeles Times and CBS are reporting that a nurses' union is criticizing how the hospital handled Thomas Duncan's second and final visit for treatment. Co-president of National Nurses United, Deborah Berger, says staff tending to the patient had flimsy protective gear and no proper training on the situation.
There were no adequate masks and face shields to protect the nurses and other healthcare workers. He was not put into an isolation room for several hours.
The hospital released a statement that says, in part, quote, "There are numerous measures in place to ensure a safe working environment, including mandatory annual training," unquote. The hospital says it'll continue to review and respond to any concerns raised by nurses and employees.
And this just coming in from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Quoting here, Texas Health Presbyterian Dallas is actively consulting with Emory University Hospital in Atlanta and other health officials about the possibility of transferring to Emory our second co-worker being treated for Ebola.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information this morning about the second healthcare worker to get Ebola. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings spoke at a morning news conference that you heard live on KRLD.
It may get worse before it gets better, but it will get better.
The city of Dallas has representatives at the latest Ebola victims apartment.
Hazmat crews, Dallas police, and fire rescue worked together this morning to do an initial cleaning of apartment surfaces. Later today, the firm hired by the city, Protect Environmental, will arrive to fully clean the victim's apartment and car. Residents were handed flyers and spoken with by Mayor Mike Rawlings this morning. The flyers described the situation and the symptoms of Ebola.
Stay calm and informed. That's the message from the Dallas County Health Director about this latest case of Ebola.
I think the focus now has to be on Dallas County residents and anyone living in that area, not to have any panic or fear. Let's focus on the facts.
The CDC doubling down after a second Texas Health Presbyterian nurse is diagnosed with Ebola. KRLD's LP Phillips kicks off our team coverage. He says the latest victim being flown to Georgia for treatment.
Amber Vincent will be treated at Emory University after she is confirmed to be the second nurse to take care of Thomas Duncan and come down with Ebola. But what also has authorities concerned is another lapse in protocol. Dr. Thomas Frieden of the Centers for Disease Control says even though Vincent was in a monitoring group because she treated Duncan, she boarded a Frontier Airlines flight from Cleveland to DFW International Monday, the day before she developed a fever.
Chuck Schechner has been talking to passengers at DFW Airport.
Frontier Airlines passengers arriving here were surprised to hear the news that Amber Joy Vincent was on a flight arriving here on Monday.
I'm not too concerned for my own personal health and safety with the Ebola. I feel like there's pretty low risk of acquiring it on a plane.
Their level of concern varies from those who have little concern to those who are actually frightened by the possibility that Ebola could be on a plane.
I value living. I don't want to get sick and die.
Some say they take precautions, avoiding people who either sneeze or cough, and wash their hands. At DFW Airport, Chuck Schechter, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Ebola patient Amber Vincent is now on the move. KRLD's Austin York joins us live from Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital with the new developments. Austin?
Tayshia, a Care Flight ambulance just pulled out here about 5 minutes ago with being escorted by two trucks in the front and two in the back. I noticed that a person wearing a hazmat suit was driving the ambulance.
Dallas officials and cleaning crews have been at the home, the apartment of Amber Vincent, all day. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and others spent the early morning handing out flyers to residents, knocking on doors, explaining what was going on. Took a little bit longer for resident Sam Roundtree to hear about it.
I heard the helicopters this morning, I didn't pay no attention to it, and then woke up and caught a voicemail and a text message from my roommate saying that there was a case, and just kind of freaked out and woke up and came outside to see what was going on.
Initial cleanup on the common areas at Vincent's apartment complex handled by Dallas Fire Rescue, the hazmat team, company hired by the state of Texas, Protect Environmental, fully cleaning the inside of the apartment and her car.
The second Dallas nurse to be infected with the Ebola virus on her way to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. More on that in a moment. Meantime, new concern, new rules for those who treated Dallas Ebola victim Thomas Duncan.
Just as the first nurse had direct contact with Thomas Duncan, so did nurse number two, Amber Vincent. The Center Centers for Disease Control is still trying to determine how the virus spread to the two, but there is a lot of attention being focused on protective clothing and how the nurses used it.
CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook reports that Amber Vincent called the CDC several times on the day before she boarded a commercial flight from Cleveland to DFW. She reported she was running a fever of 99.5 degrees, but since that was below an apparent threshold of 100.4 for infectious diseases, the CDC staff did not tell her she couldn't fly.
North Texas Congressman Michael Burgess is on the committee holding a hearing today into the public health response to Ebola. Republican Michael Burgess says he has plenty of questions for the Centers for Disease Control.
Remember, the president went to CDC in the middle of September and said Ebola is not in the United States, but if it comes, we are ready for it. Well, you know, that wasn't accurate. Not only is it not accurate, people have suffered as a consequence.
Burgess says among his questions will be concern over the protective gear worn by medical staff at Presbyterian.
Some schools in Texas are closing their doors today because of connections to the latest Ebola patient. KRLD's Kristen Weisel explains.
Belton ISD in Central Texas is closing three schools today because two students are potentially exposed to Ebola after flying on the same plane as Ebola patient Amber Vincent.
The House subcommittee examining the response to the Ebola outbreak heard from Dr. Daniel Varga, the hospital CEO, by video conference. Varga delivered an apology from his hospital.
Unfortunately, in our initial treatment of Mr. Duncan, despite our best intentions and a highly skilled medical team, we made mistakes. We did not correctly diagnose his symptoms as those of Ebola, and we are deeply sorry.
Asked about the two nurses infected with Ebola, Varga had few answers.
We know that they are both extremely skilled nurses, and we're using full protective measures under the CDC protocols, so we don't yet know precisely how or when they were infected. But it's clear there was an exposure somewhere, sometime, and we are poring over records and observations and doing all we can to find the answer.
The House subcommittee also heard from the head of the Centers for Disease Control and officials from the Health and Human Services, plus Homeland Security.
The ambulance carrying Nina Pham just arrived here at Dallas Love Field. Two men got out, got suited up in hazmat suits, then brought her out. She was wearing a yellow hazmat suit, and much like Ms. Vincent yesterday, she was able to walk up the ramps into the jet. She is now currently there. They have just now shut the doors on that ramp, on that jet, that is, and we are awaiting that jet to take off to Bethesda, Maryland.
One of the healthcare workers who helped treat the original Dallas Ebola patient, Thomas Eric Duncan, is now on a cruise in the Caribbean.
According to the U.S. Department of State, the healthcare worker may have handled samples taken from Duncan 19 days ago at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. She got on a ship out of Galveston on Sunday and is actively monitoring herself for symptoms. The issue of allowing travel for the 87 healthcare workers at risk of exposure to Ebola was at the heart of an emergency meeting called yesterday by Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. He and the commissioners held off on declaring a state of emergency, opting instead to ask for compliance from the Presbyterian nurses and doctors who helped to treat all three Ebola patients, Duncan, Nurse Nina Pham, and Nurse Amber Vincent.
As far as I know, no one's refused to sign it. The document is from the state public health commissioner who licenses them. So I don't think there's going to be a problem with their compliance.
Three North Texas school districts, including Garland, the Grapevine, Colleyville ISD, and Royce City, are all doing extensive cleaning on some of their campuses. Some students or relatives of the students were on the flight from Cleveland to Dallas earlier this week that Nurse Amber Vincent was on, who has tested positive for Ebola.
Top story, the people closest to the Dallas Ebola victim, Thomas Eric Duncan, have now been given the all clear. 48 people who were quarantined and monitoring themselves for the past 21 days have not developed any symptoms.
I'm KRLD's Mitch Carr. Amber Vincent's family has hired attorney Billy Martin, known for high-profile cases including Michael Vick's dogfighting trial. Vincent, one of the two Texas Health Presbyterian nurses to contract Ebola since caring for Thomas Duncan, issued a statement saying she was in no way careless prior to or after her exposure.
This is L.P. Phillips in Oak Cliff. With nowhere else to turn, County Judge Jenkins and Mayor Rawlings turned to the Catholic Church, hoping for a place to shelter Louise Trow and three others while they were in quarantine. The place is a cabin in a retreat off Madison and Clarendon.
You can imagine what it's like for anybody living under that threat and the tension of every day, the fear of what they experience in the first 2 days of this whole matter, you know, when they were in their, still in their apartment.
Bishop Kevin Farrell says it took him 15 minutes to decide the answer was yes.
Nurses at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas speaking out about the Ebola issue and what they call inaccurate accusations. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
To show that they were a cohesive unit, the nurses and doctors joined hands as they walked out of the hospital in a show of support for the facility. Nurse Shante Irving says the hospital is not only state-of-the-art, but has the personnel that is capable of handling any type of medical emergency.
We are a tight-knit group. We are a family. We are friends. We work closely with each other, and we work closely with our team of physicians and support employees to provide quality care to our patients 24/7.
More good news on the five Dallas ISD students who are being monitored for signs of Ebola. The district's John DeLander says the kids are no longer in danger of coming down with the virus.
And we actually thought that these students were going to be coming to join us for school tomorrow, but they were very excited about returning to school.
The state will create containment facilities in North Texas and Galveston to treat any future Ebola patients. Governor Rick Perry says facilities in Richardson and Galveston will take in any future patients diagnosed with the virus.
Facilities that could provide world-class care to those stricken by Ebola or other critical infectious diseases. The goal is for these facilities to rival the most advanced units in the world when it comes to the quality of care.
For the first time, we are hearing from the mother of one of the Ebola patients. KRLD's Austin York has more.
Amber Vinson remains in Emory University Hospital in Atlanta after contracting the virus while caring for original Ebola patient Thomas Duncan while he was at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Vinson's mother, Deborah Berry, tells CNN via Skype that she has not been given the okay to fly to see her daughter in Georgia.
Someone asked me earlier what I would do to get to her, and I told them that I had good walking shoes. That were an option, I'd take it.
Berry would not say much about her daughter's condition, only that she is doing okay. Vinson was given the all clear to fly to Ohio to plan her wedding by the CDC, even though she reported a low-grade fever. The family has retained an attorney.
The dog that's melting hearts across the globe, now testing negative for Ebola.
The lab results just came in for one-year-old Bentley. The King Charles Spaniel belongs to Nina Pham. Nina continues to be cared for in Maryland for the Ebola virus.
More Dallas healthcare workers who were exposed to victim Thomas Duncan are getting the all clear.
The initial set of workers who treated Duncan after he was diagnosed were under a 21-day monitoring period. Dr. Thomas Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control, this morning said,
today is day 21 from that high-risk period, and other healthcare workers have developed Ebola besides the two.
The development of two specialized Ebola treatment centers comes under debate as Governor Perry's Infectious Disease Task Force hears from doctors from all over Texas. KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox is there.
Dr. David Lakey of the Texas Department of State Health Services explains the task force's new shift in strategy in dealing with Ebola patients.
The national strategy was that community hospitals would be able to care for individuals. Our experience here shows that strategy needs to change and that you really need to have some facility where you have folks that are specifically trained for this.
Dr. Joseph McCormick of UT Health Center Brownsville disagrees with that change.
What we're seeing here is the fear that we can't manage it under normal circumstances, and that's just not the case.
McCormick fears the new strategy will leave local hospital staff unable to deal with any cases.
The question being asked in the Park Cities this evening is too soon or just in good fun? University Park Man decided to decorate the outside of his house this Halloween with Ebola-themed items. James Falk says he and his girlfriend came up with the idea on Saturday and got started.
We've got the biohazard labels on the blue plastic barrels, biohazard infectious waste bags, red bags, so it's got that creepy aura, which is what we were looking for, and also the quarantine ribbons around the house.
He says he's not trying to upset anyone, just have some fun and be creative. But some neighbors are mixed. These don't mind.
It really doesn't bother me one bit. It's the best. It looks great. Yeah, I got to get a picture myself.
Falk says the decorations have been so convincing, actually someone called the police thinking that there was an Ebola scare in the neighborhood.
So what do you think about it?
The Ebola Halloween decoration in University Park is absolutely the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
The news coming out of the National Institutes of Health in Maryland today, all good.
Our patient
Nina Pham is free of Ebola virus.
First person to contract the Ebola virus in the United States landed at Fort Worth's Meacham International Airport about 11:30. Close friend Kim Tran was there to meet her.
She says she is so happy, and we can tell that she's like, there's no word to express it.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The breaking news, Amber Vinson, the nurse from Dallas, is being released from the hospital in Atlanta, Georgia at Emory University. She has been declared Ebola-free, and the news conference is being held now at Emory University. Let's join it as it begins.
I'm so grateful to be well, and first and foremost, I want to thank God. I sincerely believe that with God, all things are possible.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Take it to the White House. President Obama, new information on Ebola.
No other nation is doing as much to make sure that we contain and ultimately eliminate this outbreak than America.
And arguably the most famous dog in Texas will be reunited with his owner this weekend.
Bentley, nurse Nina Pham's dog, has been in quarantine since the Texas Health Presbyterian nurse contracted Ebola earlier this month. Pham has since been released from isolation in Maryland and is home, and Santa Syed with the city of Dallas says tests on the King Charles Spaniel are back.
There were three samples sent to a lab, and all three came back negative.
The Centers for Disease Control has always said there have been no reports of dogs or cats having Ebola, nor is there any evidence the pets can spread the virus. Bentley has been playing and generally happy in isolation, but is no doubt ready to be reunited with Nina early Saturday morning.